Gun sales and gun violence have increased during the coronavirus pandemic, but the issue has been largely absent from the 2020 campaign. For our year-long split ticket series, 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins talked with four Western Pennsylvania voters about firearms. And while she found they shared common ground, the gun debate is still divisive.
Getting the pandemic under control is Democrat Linda Bishop's top priority as a voter. But controlling guns isn't far behind, especially since more people in her town of Mars, Pennsylvania have been buying guns.
Which is very unfortunate because we certainly can't kill the virus with a gun.
Linda's in her 60s and retired. She wants to see background checks for every gun sale, which she thinks even Republicans would support. Linda says the cause may have been helped when the public saw armed protesters in Harrisburg demanding that the economy be reopened.
Gun owners that I've spoken to don't approve of that sort of tactic.
Linda was thrilled when New York's attorney general sued to dissolve the NRA over alleged financial misconduct.
There isn't a Republican who feels safe supporting or voting for any type of even the most common sense gun reform because they're afraid of that grade that they're going to get from the NRA.
Progressive Democrat Savannah Henry was a high school senior in Erie when a gunman killed 17 students and teachers at a Parkland, Florida high school.
Obviously, it was not the first mass shooting of my lifetime, but I think it's because I was like the same age as them, and just seeing that happen, it wasn't something I could ignore.
Savannah joined a student movement to vote NRA-approved politicians out of office. She helped organize a walkout at her high school and went to the March for Our Lives in D.C. She's a junior now at the University of Pittsburgh, but the threat of another shooting is always in the back of her mind.
Like, I'll be in a big lecture, and I think it's just like a thought that crosses your mind. You think about, oh, how would I get out of here if there was a shooter?
Savannah supported Senator Bernie Sanders in the primary, but she and Linda agree on far-reaching changes, like bans on assault weapons. All four of our voters support expanding background checks, which polling shows has broad bipartisan support. But changes beyond that are less popular for Republicans.
You take away guns, you bring on a socialist economy, you're really going to see what hell is.
Mary Henze is in her 50s, lives in Jefferson Hills, and has been on disability for about a decade. She grew up hunting and bought a gun after her house was robbed.
And I will not give up my gun. And if necessary, I will use it. I highly suggest no one enters my home without notice.
Mary also thinks guns should be readily present in schools.
School shootings are in the zones that Biden made as gun-free.
In 1990, then-Senator Joe Biden sponsored the Crime Control Act, which banned most firearms in schools.
Schools should have officials and security that hold guns, and teachers in the building should have the right to carry.
Republican Ed Swiklinski agrees.
If we're going to say that teachers can't have firearms in a safe place in the school, then this is the best we can do.
But there are shootings that take place at schools that do have those school resource officers. I mean, the one in Parkland, Florida, there was a school resource officer. And
yeah, he chickened out and ran away.
Ed is in his 40s, works in information technology, and lives in Bethel Park. His party has stood its ground amid calls for gun reform. In the past, President Trump has accused other Republicans of being beholden to the NRA, but he's done little to advance gun control in office. Last week's Republican convention featured a couple who brandished firearms at Black Lives Matter protesters. The Democrats' convention, meanwhile, featured gun control supporters and gun violence victims. But Ed doesn't like that guns are only portrayed as dangerous.
Firearms get a bad rap because they can be used as instruments of destruction. However, it's very unreported how many times someone having a firearm has stopped bad guys or bad girls in their tracks.
People who want to commit mass violence, he says, will find a way to do it. I'm Lucy Perkins, 90.5 WESA News.